You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Ki Tetzé, very important mitzvah, and it is called Sha'at Nez. Sha'at Nez is a forbidden act from the Torah, that is a mixture of wool and linen in fabrics and clothing and any type of dress is not permitted. And to the extent that is about that whoever that wears Sha'at Nez, 40 days his tefillah is not going to be accepted. So it's a good, actually, teshuvah, especially in this month, that you check your suits, your clothing. And there are a few sources in Los Angeles that you have to take it in. It's a laboratory, and then in a day or two, they give it back to you. You can take, you know, two at a time, one at a time. So make sure your clothing is not mixture of Sha'at Nez, because we cannot have wool and linen mixed together. That's what the direct command from the Torah is. So what's the reason that we cannot have wool and linen together? What's the reason for it? I'm sorry? We don't know. We have no idea why this forbidden act is commanded to us. We have no clue. It's called hope, that we have many of it, that we don't know the reason. But we can learn the direction why we cannot have wool and linen together. So Zohar HaKadosh explains that we go back to the creation. Two brothers, Cain and Hevel, one brought wool and the other one brought linen. Hevel brought wool that was the sacrifice. And then Cain brought linen. So now here Zohar HaKadosh explains that one of the messages that we have, that we cannot mix wool and linen together, is because of these two brothers. Because the outcome, what ended up to be between two these brothers, what happened? Disaster. Because the outcome was that unfortunately very unpleasant thing took place. So what we can learn actually about this scenario, what can we learn from it? What do you learn? Sorry? Understand, but why the wool and linen is related to these two brothers? What do you learn from it? Understand, but whatever the story was between these two brothers, what's the message for it? What do you learn? So you not be jealous. You know jealous people?
Yeah.
Hardly. You know?
No.
No, change your friends. Change your friends. Yeah, the jealousy, yeah, it's a natural thing that obviously, unfortunately, you don't want people better than you. So you like everything for yourself. But because we're self-centered, we're selfish, we always like everything for ourselves. So that's one thing we learn. What else we learn?
Two different nature. One is wool, one is linen. It's completely different.
Right. So as far as the brothers, what do you learn?
To get along?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. When whatever they did, the Cain was jealous and so on. Obviously, we have to try to create harmony as much as possible. I'm sorry? Right, so what does that mean?
Hevel shouldn't have been in your face that, hey, I want. He should have been more taken care of.
And should not copy Ryan? Is that what you're saying?
Should have been more sympathetic toward Cain.
That means he should have told him,
it's going to be okay, don't worry, I'll help you.
Hashem didn't tell him everything will be okay. Hashem told Chaim? Told him? No? Yeah, he said, Hashem came to him and said, don't worry, you can make up for it, you know, everything will be okay. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't listen to your to Hashem, would you listen to your brother?
No.
Oh, you still not. So now here, very important thing that we can learn from Shatnez that is related to these two brothers, to start from the beginning is the hardest thing in life. Because when you put in so much energy, so much time, and then you feel, ay, 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 everything went down the drain. So now, to restart, it's the hardest thing in life. Especially years and years and years and years you invest, and you work so hard, and then, you know, you feel, oh, I made something out of myself. And then all of a sudden, you see, ay, 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 everything crashed. So now here, the first inventor that, actually, Chaim was a prophet, was a Nabi, that he decided to bring a Korban. And then, all of a sudden, he says, there's a competition. Where did you come from? I brought the Korban, and then you copy me, and yours become accepted, and mine was rejected? What kind of deal is this? And even though that Ibn Shalom came to him, don't worry, we can do it again. We can restart. We can make it better. He was not able to do it. He didn't see the strength that, you know, so what? You know, I failed, I can do it again. He was not able to do it. And it's the hardest thing in life. Because you keep thinking and thinking and thinking, you know, all the time, all the energy, all the investment that I put to beat myself, now I went down the drain. So now that's what the Shatnez is all about. You cannot have these two items together. Why? Because Yehudi should know that in any time that he make a decision, he can restart. What's the most powerful term that people use, or you should use? The most powerful term.
The opposite of I can do it.
What is that? You should use.
You should use, I can do it.
What does that mean? No, give me a term. Give a term.
It's hard. It's too hard.
No, that you should use.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem is good. I'll tell you. And don't forget. You ready? Yes? Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Yehudi should know that no matter what, you should believe in next. Badi. Next. There's no such a thing as a disaster in the past. You should know there's a next. No matter what. No matter what. No matter what you go through, you have to know there's a next. There's opportunity for the next. That means you have to put your step forward. No matter what. No matter what's going on. No matter what you go through. Chas v'shalom, you should not lose hope. Go on. Next. Next. And that's what the Shatnez is all about. You know, I don't know if you heard about someone that he claimed that he can open any lock. You know, it was a very famous guy. You heard about him?
Houdini.
Huh?
Houdini.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They put him in a jail? You know about the story?
No.
No. So, you know, they put him in a jail and he claimed within an hour, any lock he can open. Any lock. Any lock he can open. They put him in a jail. So he had these little things with him. Tried. For half an hour, sweating. Couldn't open. Another half an hour, tried and played with the lock. Couldn't open. He gave up. Couldn't open it. You know why he couldn't open it? The lock was open. Lock was open. Yeah. This is our story. You're trying to challenge with a lock that is already open. Just have to, turn the knob and get out. But here, unfortunately, people have to go through so much pain, so much suffering, so much aggravation. Why? Because you're trying to open a lock that is already open. That's all it takes. You have to believe that any lock cannot be open, and there is no such thing as lock door. Why? Because Ribono Shel Olam, Shabbat Shalom La'ad, always is there to help us, no matter what. Especially the timing that we go through. And that's what the message is all about. That we have to believe Be'emuna Shelema, that Ribono Shel Olam brings us Bezat Hashem Mekarov Yeshuot Bezat Hashem Geula Shelema Bezat Hashem Yizkeve Shana Mare Nachat Tzemachot Yeshuot Lekol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.